C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. If you pay your bills and spend below your credit limit, you might not think you need to check your credit reports regularly. Turns out you should check it for errors. Mistakes in your credit report can undo your due diligence and do damage to your personal finances.
It can be harder to get a mortgage or get a good loan, a favorable loan on a car, for example. The other thing is that when you're going to rent an apartment, sometimes landlords look at your credit.
So how would you know if there's an error on your credit report? And what steps can you take to rectify it before it's too late? WSJ contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk will be here with tips on how to dot your I's and cross your T's. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
A credit report paints a picture for banks and lenders of how reliable people are at paying off debts and whether they'd be a risk to take on more debt, like a mortgage or a car, which is why a simple error on your credit report can wind up telling a very different story and have a chilling effect on your ability to spend. WSJ contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk has been looking into how to spot errors and how to fix them. Hey, Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Cheryl, what typically is a tip-off to a consumer that there is something out of sorts with their credit report?
Well, you may not know it unless you go to apply for a loan and someone says, well, you know, your credit is X and you wonder why. I mean, that's if something, there's an error that would affect that. But it may just be something innocent, like you're checking your credit reports, which you really should do once a year. And now with the pandemic, the credit agencies have allowed you to do it once a week until April 2022. So it may be something where you're actually applying for some kind of a loan where you run into a problem, or it just may be something you're thumbing through the profile and or through your report, just innocently saying, just checking to make sure there are no errors and you see something amiss.
But how do these mistakes happen and what do they look like on a credit report?
Well, oftentimes the lender will make an error and say that, you know, you made a payment. Let's say the payment was for $1,000 and then there's just a, you know, the fat finger problem where it becomes $6,000 or it can be a misspelling or a phone number is wrong. The errors really run the gamut. Sometimes they can be very small errors that really don't make a difference. And sometimes people's credit profiles even get mixed up, which are much bigger errors. Like you have a similar name or a similar social security number, and then, you know, you're mixed up with somebody else, and that can be a real, real headache to fix.
Okay, so let's talk about fixing these errors. Can people do this on their own? And what's the first step they should take?
So it's really important to try to do this on your own first, because a lot of mistakes can be fixed by the consumer. You're going to want to go to all three credit agencies, and you can find them online. The three credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And you're going to want to go to each of their websites, request your credit report, and then once you can look at those reports and see what the mistake is, on each of their websites, there's a procedure that you have to follow to ask for the report to be fixed. You're going to need certain documentation when you do that, and you can do it. There's a couple ways you can do it. You can do it online, which is really the easiest thing because each website will walk you through how to make those fixes. But you can also do it by mail, sending a letter. And you're also going to want to send a letter to the lender, or the entity that is providing the incorrect information is called the furnisher in industry lingo. And so you're going to want to go to that furnisher, which may be a lender, for example, who has the wrong information. So it could be a credit card company, it could be a mortgage provider, whoever is furnishing or giving that wrong information is the company you're going to want to go to tell them that that information is incorrect. So you're going to do that at the same time you're telling the credit bureau that the information is incorrect.
How long does this process usually take?
when you file a dispute, the credit bureau has 30 days to investigate your complaint. It can be 45 in some circumstances, but most of the times it's 30 days. So that credit bureau will have 30 days to investigate your complaint. So it's not like it's going to be hanging over you forever. And then it does give you time to go back and say, no, this isn't right still, and to keep kind of going down that process.
So what are some of the effects that these errors can have on someone's finances? Is it usually a time-sensitive issue?
It really is, because it can be a big problem. It can be harder to get a mortgage or get a good loan, a favorable loan on a car, for example. The other thing is that when you're going to rent an apartment, sometimes landlords look at your credit to see the status of your credit and if you're a good credit risk. And if you have mistakes that can affect your credit, it could really make things either a lot more expensive or a lot more difficult to either get a loan or get an apartment or any of those things.
Does the responsibility to recognize and report these errors only lie with the consumer, even if the mistake isn't the consumer's fault?
It really does, because it's your credit report and you're the one responsible for it. So even if someone else is causing the error, you're the one who's going to feel the damages and should make sure that any errors are fixed.
Okay, so you mentioned that people can and should try to solve this on their own. But if someone feels they need an expert's assistance to sort things out, where should they turn?
So one possibility is visiting the National Association of Consumer Advocates. Right on their website, you can search for attorneys by state that deal with these kinds of issues. There are also credit repair firms. These are going to cost a fee, and you have to be really careful that you're working with a legitimate firm. And you don't want anyone who engages in illegal or shady practices. So never pay in advance of services being received, for example. You have to get a written contract, which is going to include certain details about the job that this company is going to perform. And you have to be told in writing that you have the right to cancel.
Now, of course, nobody wants blemishes or negative information on their credit report. But what if somebody tries to, quote unquote, fix a blemish that's actually legitimate?
So that you shouldn't do, because you can't fix what's correct on your credit report, even if you don't like it. So that's not what this process is for. You may have negative information on your credit report, but that may just be legitimate. The process for fixing your credit report is fixing an error on your credit report. If it's not wrong, you can't fix it.
Okay, got it. And you know, Cheryl, for many consumers, there's a lot riding on fixing credit report errors, and it can be a cumbersome task. Have there been any efforts to try to streamline this process?
So Congress is trying. There's some efforts in the House. In 2020, two bills had passed in the House of Representatives to help make this process a little easier, but those bills didn't go anywhere. And then just in June, the House Financial Services Committee held a hearing on overhauling the credit reporting system. It's bigger than just fixing this problem. But if these changes do go through, then it could make it easier for consumers to fix credit mistakes.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.